back with Lay of the Land. We have a guest calling in. We are in our last segment, so I would ask you, Dave, to state your question as concisely as you can, or make a concise comment, so we can move toward the end of the show here in an orderly way. So what's on your mind, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. And my question is this, and this goes directly to Bill. My question is, you know, the Department of Tourism has quite a bit of money to talk up Wisconsin. And one thing I notice, in comparison to some other states, we used to really talk up our industries here, dairy industry, cranberries, you know, what have you. I don't see that too much. And I do think people have, I mean, obviously, we're still a huge agricultural state. And we obviously have a lot of dairy still. Although a lot of the smaller farmers have gone under, they're still, in comparison to, you know, most places, we're still up there. But obviously, that's changed a little bit. So the question is this. When you're canvassing, do you ever ask the people that you're asking, how do we, you know, promote what's going on in rural Wisconsin? Because it's, we always hear about Milwaukee, Madison, obviously Green Bay, to a lesser extent, but we really very rarely ever hear about rural Wisconsin, and there's almost next to nothing on a local level here, even in Milwaukee, as to what's going on. And I think because of that, I think that that's why people feel kind of lost. But I think the tourism part of it could possibly help. I'm not sure. I'd like to hear Bill's viewpoint on that.
There you go, Bill.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the question. You know, it doesn't come up a lot, Dave, with regard to how rural Wisconsin is promoted to, like, wider audiences. Just based on the conversations we've been having, you know, we hear that people are care less about how others see rural Wisconsin. And really, we're hearing that they care about, like, their car is broken and, like, getting to work. They care about the fact that groceries are expensive. They care about that they have to drive, you know, 50 miles to get to go see a doctor. Those are the things that we hear time and time again as far as themes. And people aren't so much preoccupied with the image of rural Wisconsin or how it's being presented, you know, to other people in states to come here as, for tourism. And we don't directly ask about that. We're really, our interest is really just kind of getting into the substance of people's lives, and really so we can hear what's really important to them and what they're struggling with on a daily basis.
Say, I want to thank you, Dave. I'm sorry we can't go farther with this, but thank you for your question. It's a very appropriate question to ask. Thanks for joining us on the show. I want to get into this a little farther, Bill, with kind of a follow-up in a way to what Dave was asking, which is, what have you learned? You've been doing, I don't know, how many of these interviews have you done, for one thing, and then what are some of the, say, top five things that you've learned or that seem to be on the minds of our rural Wisconsinites?
Oh, top five. Well, I'll just kind of throw out some takeaways that I've had. One is that rural Wisconsin is diverse, that there's not a monolithic, quote-unquote, rural person that, or a rural perspective of that you hear at every single door. There, you know, we we hear lots of different perspectives and lots of different ways of thinking about things. You know, there's also like racial diversity in the towns where we are. And so we're hearing different perspectives on that. So yeah, just the diversity, I think is something that would probably surprise, most people. And then another takeaway is that these conversations are really enjoyable to people. I think people want to be heard. They want to be listened to. And at the end of every conversation, we ask people, how was this for you? Like, what did you get out of this conversation? And time again, we hear from people that I've never had a conversation like this, where someone has listened so closely to what I've had to say and cared so much to hear what I think. And so I think there's a real hunger for these conversations, especially in a world that's feeling like it's becoming more polarized and isolated. And then the other thing is that I'll say is that there's less and less of people telling us that they care about this issue or that issue. Like, I really care about the environment, or I really care about the economy. What's on people's minds is how are they getting through the day, getting through the week, and dealing with all the complexities of getting to work and paying the bills and keeping food on the table and getting kids dressed in the morning, getting them on the bus. People lead these really busy lives, and I think that's an important thing to remember.
Well, we're wrapping up the show. I'm sorry to say, Bill. Thank you, Bill Hogsett, for joining us and giving us a perspective on the work you do and on the work of the Farmers Union. And I hope you and I can have more conversations about this. It's a very important subject. And I thank all of our listeners. And I look forward to seeing you on the land. Good evening.